So the second of the 10 plagues is Svardeya, the frogs. And the Torah tells us the frogs went in, different frogs went all over. Some went into the kitchen to get the cakes and the ice cream, and others went into the oven. So the Gemara Msachim has a kal vachomer from the frogs. The Gemara talks about Hananya Mishael v'Azaria, that they learned from the frogs that there was a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's a mitzvah that you give up your life. They learned it out from the frogs. And just like the frogs could have went anywhere, but they chose on their own to go to the ovens and the fire. So too, we have a right, we also learn out a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So, right, so the Gemara learns out that the Hananya Mishael v'Azaria learned it out from the frogs. So the question is, what do you mean they learned it out from the frogs? Tosis writes, we know there's a mitzvah of a Kiddush Hashem. That one is usually it's v'chai behem or yamus behem, except for the big three. That not if someone puts a gun to you and says, either commit murder, idol worship, then we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But if not, it's v'chai behem. So we know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Hananya Mishael v'Azaria knows about the pasuk in Amor. So what do you mean they learned it out from the frogs? Everyone knows there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And also, and plus the fact that Gemara goes into a different regime, but Sinah, but Fahesia, this is in public. So Tosus, Rabbi Tam said, I give two answers to this kasha. Why don't we learn it out from, what's the Kiddush here that we learn it out from the frogs? They say you learn it out Kiddush Hashem from the Psukim. So Tosus says, number one is Rabbi Tam really wasn't a, it was a, it wasn't really about a Zara. It might look like it. It wasn't an effort really. It wasn't about a Zara. So if it wasn't about a Zara, it wasn't Kiddush Hashem. So therefore they had to learn it out from the frogs that they could still go out Kiddush Hashem. That even though it wasn't about that, in a situation where you don't have to, you're allowed to. Or the second answer of Tosfos is, no, it was about a Zara. If it was about a Zara, why learn it out from the frogs? So the answer is, because let's say you have an option. Let's say you know they're coming to your town. So let's say you have an hour to leave town, but you know if you stay, you're gonna end up having to go out Kiddush Hashem, or it's likely. So that's what they're going out from. Even though it wasn't about a Zara, but they had the option of giving up their life. In fact, that's a major debate among the Rishonim, Tosfos versus the Rambam, on whether whether Kiddush Hashem is optional. In other words, the Tosfos seems to be saying, and the other places, so let's say, you know, for the big three, you have to give up a chiyah. But let's say I just can't bring myself to Machal or Shabbos, or I can't bring myself to eat treif. So according to Tosfos, again, it has to be for, it has to be for some type of, you know, religious reason, not because they're doing it for other, you know, there's more, a lot of details in it. But the bottom line is, Tosfos writes that you have the option in the certain situations to volunteer Kiddush Hashem. And in other words, the case here, you don't have to run away. Well, the Rambam writes, if you're not mechuyev in Kiddush Hashem, it's usher. I mean, it's chayev benafshu. In other words, it's like suicide. That you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but if you have a choice to run away, of course you run away. Let's say you try to run away, you can't get away, so then you go out Kiddush Hashem, but you never choose Kiddush Hashem. So therefore it seems to be a machokas Rambam and Tosfos in general. According to the Rambam, you're only allowed to do Kiddush Hashem when you're mechuyev to. And according to Tosfos, there are times one could even volunteer to go out Kiddush Hashem, even though, strictly speaking, one would not have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem.